The Medicare bill is a huge piece of legislation. It expands a government entitlement. It expands a relationship between the government and a big player in the private sector, the drug industry. It is so complicated, many people on Capitol Hill can't keep straight exactly what it does. We thought we'd ask some folks what they want to know about the bill and put their questions to our own Julie Rovner, who covers Medicare for us. We've come to the edge of the tidal basin of the Potomac River, the site of the FDR Memorial, and we've asked some folks here what they would like to know about the Medicare bill.
Ted Gargiulo from Franklin Square, New York. It seems to me that it's a little confusing. I'm a little confused. That the Democrats seem to be against this bill, and the Republicans are for it. I don't really understand the real nature of their debate. I'm wondering why, like, for instance, Ted Kennedy is so against it.
How old are you?
61.
Question about the politics of all this. Why is Senator Edward Kennedy and why are so many other Democrats so much against this bill, which so many Republicans favor?
Well, some of this is politics and some of it is substance. We'll do the politics first. This is the Republicans basically trying to steal a Democratic issue. President Bush, when he ran in 2000, said that he wanted to do a Medicare drug bill that also reformed Medicare. The Democrats went along with it, at least in the Senate, for most of the year. They were pretty happy with the bill that got through the Senate. They say that the bill got hijacked in the House-Senate conference and that now, even though they like the drug benefit, they don't think it's generous enough, but they like the idea of a drug benefit, they're worried about what else is in the bill, particularly Senator Kennedy. They're worried about the increased participation of private health plans, which they say could lead to the undermining of Medicare. Senator Kennedy and some Democrats don't like an income-related Part B premium. This means that seniors who have incomes over $80,000 a year will be asked to pay higher premiums. This is not for the drug coverage, for their regular Part B coverage. And they're worried that it actually hurts some low-income seniors to help others, that it actually takes some away from some of the very poorest seniors, even though there are more subsidies for low-income seniors. So they have both political and substantive concerns about this bill.
Next question from a woman who had her two young daughters with her as she was about to enter the FDR Memorial.
This is Laura Silberfarb, Rebecca and Gabriella Silberfarb, and we're here from Minnesota, where they just got 12 inches of snow. And we're here in light jackets in a sunny day.
Beautiful weather here in November in Washington.
Absolutely gorgeous.
And what's your question about the Medicare bill?
The question that I would have is, will the prescription drug benefit be a meaningful benefit for all the older people on Medicare? Because, for example, my great-grandmother has hundreds of dollars of bills for her prescription drugs, and will it be a meaningful benefit for her and help her be able to afford those prescriptions?
You wonder if there'll be a means test for that?
Yeah, benefit? Will it be for all older people, just lower income? Will it be for all of the people that get the Medicare benefit?
Well, that is Mrs. Silberfarb's question. And Julie Rovner?
Well, there will be some benefit available to everyone who's on Medicare. Obviously, meaningful is in the eye of the beholder. The average senior in the year 2006, the first year that this benefit would take effect, will spend about $3,000 on prescription drugs. Under the provisions of this, they would get perhaps 35% of their drug costs paid. If a senior has much higher drug spending, say about $500 a month, they get a more significant help, perhaps about 60% of their bills paid. People with low incomes under about 150% of poverty, which is about $13,000 for an individual, about $18,000 for a couple, would get more help still.
Rena Bennis from State College, Pennsylvania. How about that donut, that area in there where there's no help on drugs? It goes up to a little over $2,000, and then they don't pay anything for a while. And then they pay again.
Well, that's the question for Mrs. Bennis, who is 87 years old. Julie Rovner, what's the answer?
Well, Mrs. Bennis raises a point that's been perhaps the most controversial in this whole bill, and that's what's called the donut hole in the coverage. Basically, what happens is that you pay a $250 deductible, then Medicare the private plan that you would purchase starts covering 75% of your prescription drugs, but only up to $2,250. Then it doesn't pay anything except for the people with the highest drug costs. The reason it picks up again is it wants to cover the people who have what they call catastrophic drug costs. That's after you've spent $3,600 out of your own pocket or consumed more than $5,100 worth of drugs, then you get 95% of your costs covered for the remainder of the year. But there is a significant concern among opponents of this bill and even some supporters that people will be paying premiums every month for an insurance policy that will stop paying for a significant amount of time.
On the walkway along the tidal basin, we ran into two federal government employees, two civil servants, taking their lunchtime constitutional.
My name is Abdel Ikab. We work here at the FCC. We go for a walk around noon. My question about the Medicare is really, who are the winners and who are the losers? I mean, are these the big companies are the winners and me and my friend Joe here are the loser, or everybody else is the loser? How is it going to affect me? Is it going to affect my children, or, you know, just a general idea?
Well, to start with the last part first, this is all deficit spending, this $400 billion. This is one of the reasons that so many conservative Republicans have opposed this, that indeed the bill will ultimately go to this gentleman's children and his grandchildren. That's who's going to pay for this. That is a concern. There is also a lot of money, if you want to talk about winners. There's money to health care providers. And then there's the drug industry, who does, I think, by all accounts, extremely well under this bill. There's really nothing that does anything about limiting drug prices.
Well, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. My name is Ray Huxon. This is Diane Nye from New Orleans. And we are curious about, when does the Medicare program for pharmaceuticals kick in? At what age? And that's concerning us because we're both in our early 60s. Plus the
fact... Will it kick in at 65 as well as with Medicare? Is that how it works?
Well, this would be just like the rest of Medicare. So you would become eligible when you turn 65, or, and there's about 5 million people on Medicare who are under 65 but who are disabled and qualify for Social Security disability benefits. So the regular qualification for Medicare would apply to the drug coverage. But for the next couple of years, it's important to remember that this the benefit itself doesn't begin until 2006. Starting in 2004, the next April, they think, there'll be a discount drug card available. People will have to purchase this. It will cost perhaps $30. And they say it will give discounts of 15% to 25%. There are opponents who say that they doubt the discounts will be that big. So that will be sort of an interim program.
Julie Rovner, you'll notice I've magically returned from the FDR Memorial at the Tidal Basin. A lot of people there asked us about why there still be, or would there still be, cheaper prescription drugs to be had in Canada. Why not here? Also, why won't the government use its power to lower the price of drugs?
Well, originally this bill, as it passed the House, or as a second bill passed the House, would have made it easier for people to purchase drugs from Canada. That was dropped. There is language in the bill that says, yes, you can buy drugs from Canada, but only if the FDA certifies that it's safe, which the FDA has said it has no plans to do. So that really probably won't happen. And there was a decision by the Republicans, basically, who run the House and the Senate and the administration, that they don't want to have any kind of price controls on prescription drugs. The drug industry has argued that that would hurt their research and development, that this is something that they think is very important, and that was something that has been gone along with.
Well, thanks so much for answering all those questions that we heard from folks out at the FDR Memorial in Washington, D.C. NPR's Julie Rovner.
Thank you.